From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. U.S. is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and lead U.N. relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists with those airstrikes. During a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader, President Obama said that Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with the Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation.
The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming, and he did not stop working.
Mr. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century, likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago. He died Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union environmental ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. After 1 month, the agreement would go into force. This is VOA News. Colombians vote in a referendum on Sunday on whether to ratify a historic peace accord in the 52-year war between the state and the communist FARC rebels. The accord will effectively end what is seen as the last major armed conflict in the Western Hemisphere. War has killed hundreds of thousands, displaced millions. Stakes are high. The Colombian government says it has no plan B if the voters reject the accord, but polls indicate it will pass by a wide margin. Daniela is a student. She says she plans to vote yes, and she says that they've gone through some difficult times, and she says it is important that they forgive one another. Colombians are sick of war, they say, even though many resent making concessions to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, that is FARC, which some foreign powers have classed as a terrorist group. If asking Google how to register to vote translates to votes, the search giant has good news for U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase on registering to vote spiked by 2,200%. That over the past week, register to vote in English has seen a 430% jump. That would suggest that Hispanics are likely to vote for Clinton. Poll conducted last week by the Wall Street Journal, NBC, and Telemundo Foundation found that Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival, Donald Trump, among likely Hispanic voters. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end on Friday when it crashed on the surface of that comet as planned. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slipped out of orbit, then collided with the icy surface of the comet known as 67P. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Rosetta mission was inspiring to many. Was historic, was pioneering, and revolutionizing at the moment how we understand comets and the solar system.
Before it crashed, Rosetta Collected transmitted a final collection of data and photographs, including some close images of the comet's surface. Spacecraft, which was launched by the European Space Agency in 2004, sent a probe onto the surface of the comet in November of 2014. The mission was considered the agency's most ambitious. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.